Back in 2009, there were just so many people coming into the church who had lost their jobs or were in need. And so I said to my son, Josh, we need to go do something. And so we went up to Feeding South Dakota, and we walked in, and they kind of looked at me like, what are you doing here? They kind of stepped back. Well, Kay Turney was up there at the time, and I said, I'm sorry, we should have called for an appointment. She said, no, you come on in. And so we went into her office, and I apologized again for, you know, coming without an appointment. And she said to me, she said, you're not going to believe this, but all day today, it's been flashing on my computer screen, call Faith Temple, call Faith Temple. And I said, well, you think it could be a God thing, Kay? And I said, you know, we're in need of food and people are. And she said, I think it could be. And of course, looking back, it looks like it could be a God thing. You know, so.
Tell us a little bit about Faith Temple Church.
Well, Faith Temple began like in 1962. We're a church that believes in the Bible and believes that the things that went on in the Bible can happen in our day. And so Jesus said in John 14:12, these things that I'm doing, you're going to do these things plus greater things because I'm going to my Father in heaven. And so is it a matter of faith and believing and trusting God and following him and doing what he wants us to do?
And your congregation fully embraced the food giveaway?
Well, they didn't, or we killed them. No, I'm just kidding. Well, they too saw the need, and we just asked for volunteers, and there were just a number of volunteers. Actually, the first food giveaway was in our parking lot, and we just set up some rickety tables, and they came out with 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of food. And within a few weeks, there were like 600 people that showed up, and the neighborhood was just packed, and the police would drop by and talk to me and say, you can't do this, you know. And of course, over the years, they've become some of our best friends, and in knowing that there's a need in helping us to get food out there. But people at Faith Temple do embrace it, and some of these people have volunteered like every week for 5 years, and that just amazes me. But then again, Jack, there's, you know, some volunteers, I would say to them, wow, you've been coming for 5 weeks, and thank you so much. And they would say to me, you know, I look forward to Friday every week because I know that what we're doing is the right thing. And so Friday is the highlight of my day.
It moves from the corner of 33rd and Western.
Yep.
To the fairgrounds.
It does, out to the Armory. Actually, we did the food giveaway in the parking lot from May until October, and that was through almost rain, sleet, snow, 90-degree weather, people passing out, and then the Nordstrom's come to our church, God bless them, and Art says, you know, you're going to have to find a place to do this indoors. You can't do it through the winter, and he said, I think the Armory out at the fairgrounds would be a perfect place, and so we moved out to the Armory, and we were there for like 3 years, 4 years or thereabouts. And now we're in the Nordstrom Johnson building, and that building was dedicated to the food giveaway to be used on Fridays. And so that's where we're at right now. And people also say to me, Jack, well, do you worry about the food giveaway? Will there be enough people that'll come, or will there be enough food? You know, I figure that it's the Lord's ministry and he can worry about it. So I don't lose sleep about this. We convene on Friday afternoon, and amazing things happen, and a whole lot of food gets passed out, but a whole lot of encouragement, inspiration, and hope do too.